Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Good times.
I'm getting software updates. I do not want to update my software. No, thank you. Not at this juncture. Thank you. All right, let's take calls, shall we? We got open lines tonight, so don't be shy. Call in and let's chop it up about whatever's on your mind. And I got a caller here, blocked number. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Steve Malofa, California. I'm going to take your order.
Oh, gee. The homie Lulzak, California, in the building.
And in the voice, not the flesh.
In the voice, yes. Good times. Welcome to the show, dude. What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing much, you know. Average day. Everybody hates Mondays. Although today was a little bit interesting, a little spice. Got the BART protests. So that was a little interesting to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that. I didn't get a chance to really see it. All I saw was what I was getting off of Twitter. But my homie, Davey D, he's always the man on the scene. I swear to God, he somehow finds himself in the middle of these things all the time. And I always hear him tweet about it. Usually he's tweeting about it from some, you know, from like he was in Pittsburgh for the WTO or was it WTO? No, the G20. The G20 protests that went down, 2 years ago in Pittsburgh? He was there on the scene for that. He live tweeted that. He there's pretty much any major. There's an Oscar Grant rally last week or 2 weeks ago on the day, or a couple of weeks ago now, I guess it is. It's been on the day that that his killer was released or whatever. There was a big rally and there was, you know, a big scene there and he was on the scene there. And sure enough, there's a BART protest, an impromptu BART protest today. Apparently like a bunch of protesters just started going nuts in the BART station. I think they got kicked out of the BART station and then just started parading around the streets of San Francisco.
Yeah, they
mainly,
were.
Mainly just Market Street, up and down Market Street, at least is what it was. What they made it out to be. So were you there? Did you get to see any of this?
Yeah, I did, actually. I take the BART to, you know, to work, you know, the office. And I, you know, saw this coming out of the BART, and I was like, whoa, and it kind of stuck around a little bit. You know, watched.
Yeah, apparently it started at Civic Center BART station. And then they were kicked out of there, so they moved on the surface.
They just were at every BART station throughout
Really?
The area, pretty much.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah, it seemed like it, pretty much.
So this was some sort of coordinated thing at every station, and it just sort of, like,
coalesced? Well, I don't know if it was at every station, but it probably was at most stations. It was coordinated, that's definite, because they already had, like, flyers and things of that nature.
Right on. Yeah, I unfortunately was really busy working, and I was merely blocks away. If I wasn't so busy, I would have walked down the street and just gawked at it and got some cell phone footage. But,
yeah, I mean,
but that's life
in
the Bay, though.
The month, so, you know, I just was like, hey, sorry, I'm going to be late. You know, I mean, I already got my article in for the month, so I wasn't going to play video games at work like I always do.
Yeah.
Thing about being in the gaming industry.
Yeah, that's what's great about being, being in San Francisco, though, working in San Francisco. You have that option. Every once in a while, there's a protest, and you go like, hey, there's some shit going down around the corner. I'm just going to take a little break. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
You go watch some people stick it to the man. I'll be back.
Hold
my calls.
I was actually like chanting and stuff in the station, which is what I think the police were mostly worried about, because there were some pretty violent chants. I mean, they're the usual chants, but they were pretty violent in the numbers and, like, you know, police versus protesters.
Yeah, I can imagine it. I was... I was seeing some of the things they were chanting on Twitter. Let me see if I can find some of them. Some of the stuff that's really good too.
It's like no justice, no peace, disband the BART police, like fuck the pigs, the usual shit. it was kind of ironic that afterwards, you know, I got back into the office and started playing Saints Row and in Saints Row.
All right, here we go.
Too,
here we go.
You know?
This is Davey D. Davey D says, lots of cops in riot gear. They wait in the wings, ready to roll. People chanting, oink, oink, bang, bang. Every day it's the same old thing.
Nice. Someone needs to make a bacon joke in there somewhere. Because, you know, cops, pigs, bacon.
Yeah, man. Like, seriously, this if you're not following Mr. Davey D on Twitter, and you live in the Bay, you're losing. This dude is the man.
I'll be sure to do so.
He is the man on the street, bro. Seriously, you could just read his Twitter feed, and you feel like you're there, dude. Folks are now walking down Market Street, followed by police in a bomb squad truck. Cops have sirens on and have stopped traffic as protesters are headed down Market Street towards Powell. Riot police are out in force trying to box protesters in. They out thick here around Powell Street on all the side blocks. Powell BART is closed. Streets are being blocked. Protesters are by cable cars. Stop them. Stop the cable cars from moving. They yell them, you can't shoot us. Cops have rubber bullet guns ready to go at Powell Street. People are telling the cops murderer. They're calling out murderer. People yelling at the cops at cable car entrance at Powell Street. They yelling, fuck the police. It's cracking off at Powell Street. Lots of cops in riot gear. They waiting in wings, ready to roll. Cops are lining up, trying to clear out Powell Street. Yes, and then some drunk people get in. It's just crazy. Yeah, and of course in San Francisco, like every drunk asshole on the street that you know wants an excuse to yell at the cops, you know, start chiming in.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't even need provocateurs. People always you know, conspiracy theorists always say, oh, there's provocateurs in there. And you know what? They don't even need provocateurs because there's so many idiots that do the work for them. That they don't, it's just not even necessary in most cases.
Yeah.
There's so many rabble rousers, there's not really a need for a provocateur these days.
Exactly. Although, I think by the time they do get boxed in, I mean, if you have riot police on all four like sides and there, you can see no avenue of escape, I would get violent too, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do? I mean, like, you've got guys that are trying to, you know, like push you and box you in, you want to get out. I am willing to smack a dude across the face with my fist, to be quite honest.
You know, I don't like to get all I don't like to get all uppity. I like to do like just very
sneer comments.
I like to do more subtle shit. Like I think straight over the top, like just chanting and stuff is just, I don't know, man. I don't know or even like throwing rocks and all that crap. I don't know. I think you got to get more creative nowadays. I think there's so many ways you can practice civil disobedience that will. I'd much rather see a cop scratching his head and being frustrated, like his fucking head is going to explode, not knowing heads or tails of what to do in a situation. Like say, for example, the instance where this guy this flash mob started dancing at the Lincoln Memorial, you know? Like,
oh, yeah, I heard
they're
about
not breaking
that.
The law. No one said there's a law that there's no law that they can't fucking dance, you know, in their own space
and
at
then
the
they
Lincoln
still
Memorial.
Like, pummeled.
And dudes get fucking like tackled. Like that guy, Adam, you know who, Adam Kokesh or whatever his name is?
I think it's Kovic, but known to Inside Gaming. But yeah, Adam versus the Man.
He's got a show. He's got an internet show on Russia Today.
Yeah, I watch it.
Yeah, that dude. He's one of the people that got taken down, and he did a whole video, a whole segment on his show about how he got taken down, and it's just such bullshit. And he is a great example of how you can use civil disobedience and you can do civil disobedience in a way that's entertaining and not so hostile, you know, not so militant. You know what I mean? There's so many other loopholes in the power structure that you can exploit you know, it's just the over the top, you know, bang you over the head with the marching down the street and blah, blah, blah. It's just, it, they want you to do that at this point. You know, they shut down the streets for you and they let you do it. And it's like, you gotta catch them when they're not looking, dude. Like the other day, I told this story. I don't know if you heard the story, but the other day I rolled down the street. I decided I was going to be anonymous for one day out on the street. I just went down the street with a mask on, no ID, no money, no nothing, dude. Just me and my megaphone and a mask, and that's it. And fucking, I came across this homeless guy who's minding his own business at the bus stop, waiting for the bus. I don't know, maybe he was camped out there all day. I don't know. He was getting a ticket from the cops, and so I had my own little pen and pad, and I fucking wrote the cops up my own ticket for not providing lulls. And I took down the cop's name, K. Lee. I'll tell him his name, too. It was Officer Lee. I don't know his first name. It started with K. But, I pretended like I was, like, scoping him out and stuff. But I was just, like, pantomiming and just being silly. And he was actually really cool. He thought it was funny. Officer Lee was a good sport about it. The guy that was kind of like his partner is the guy that seemed to have an issue with me. He was trying to be the tough cop, the guy that's just like watching over the whole scene while Officer Lee was writing the ticket. You know, this dude, didn't even see the other guy's name, but it didn't matter. He's just like sitting there just surveying the situation, watching the perpetrator, making sure he doesn't get away. Yeah, this old fucking drunk ass homeless guy who's got like his entire life, you know, in a fucking bag on his lap, you know, like this guy's not
good. Yeah, it makes me sick.
He's no threat. He's nothing. He's no threat. Nothing, man. And so I kind of mocked them a little bit in public and had fun with it. But, you know, I wasn't doing it. You know, they could have gotten me for disorderly conduct, of course. But they, you know, they were cool. They were like, chill, whatever. But I think I made a little point there, though, like, and hopefully made them look, you know, at least double, you know, take a double take, you know, do a double take next time they're writing that fucking bum a ticket, you know, just like,
yeah.
You know, how silly is this that I'm fucking wasting my time and people's taxpayers' dollars? Like, that guy's never going to be able to play that ticket. That's just another fucking, you know, nail in his coffin, dude. He's never going to fucking pay that back. It just doesn't do anybody any good to write that guy a ticket. There's got to be a better solution there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just, I see that happen so many times, and it just makes me sick sometimes. I mean, one of my friends, actually, he himself got a thing for disorderly conduct, when I was even disorderly, well, by my standards. He and a whole bunch of friends, they went out with, like, I think a large boombox or something like that. I wasn't there. I actually got invited, but I said, no, I've got to go. Dude, got a, you know, such and such developer. I can't remember what it was. Might have been like Treyarch or something. I can't fucking remember. But anyway, they're like, you know, we're going to go out. And so I think it was Union Square or something with a large boombox. And they're going to, you know, give out free hugs and, you know, playing loud music with like Numa, yay, and you know, shit like that. Just, you know, and energetic, happy music. And they got, you know, sort of the contact for that. And they, you know, they give out a fair amount of free hugs. They're like, it's just like just random shit. It's like, really?
Yeah. Hey, let's bring on Kishu. Kishu's here. Hey, Kishu. Sorry, honey. I got so wrapped up in talking with Lois.
Sure.
What's up,
sure.
baby?
You're mad. That's what's up.
Hey, Kishu.
Hi, Lois. Okay. Sorry, I just dropped a whole box of scratches.
Yeah. Okay, so what's going on with you, Kishu?
Anyway.
Your hand's up. What's up? Something on your mind?
Yeah, you're a homo. I was just listening, and I'm trying to light a cigarette, sorry. My matches won't stay lit long enough to light a cigarette. God damn it. And my lighter got thrown into the pool earlier. So anyways, I think it would have been a lot more entertaining if some of those protesters would have just thrown the, you know, police officer in front of the BART. But, whatever, you know, it is what it is. And as for subtleness, you're not subtle at all, Mr. Fucking with my megaphone out my car window, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, follow me on Twitter.
What about that?
You're like, oh, I'd rather be subtle about it. You're like the most non-subtle person in the world. what you're talking about.
No, I was talking about subtle about. No, I was. Wait a second. No, no, no. I was talking about being subtle about my civil disobedience. No, you don't understand. When I'm driving around town with my megaphone yelling out the window, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay, that's not civil disobedience. That's just me promoting my website, my Twitter in the middle of San Francisco.
There's no subtle about you at all.
Two different things. All right? Okay.
I've seen worse, to be quite honest.
In San Francisco, hilarious. That's subtle. In San Francisco, that is being very subtle. In San Francisco.
This is true.
I mean, there are gentlemen that walk around town. Do I have to direct you to the video that I shot at Pride Parade?
I was there with you, you know, a month ago.
No, you weren't. Did you see my Pride
Not
video?
Not at Pride. I'm saying I was in San Francisco with you a month ago, and you know.
It's basically Pride Parade in San Francisco, 24/7. 365
days. I mean, you picked me up at the airport in a Guy Fawkes mask with a sign that's okay shoe, you know? I mean, come on, Vince.
Hefty.
Yeah, San Francisco is one big gay pride parade.
Pretty much.
Dude, I'm digging this name, Hefty Mofo Zeus. That's pretty badass. Welcome to the show, Hefty Mofo Zeus. Damn, that's a badass name, dude. I think you've already won. Chit chatter name of the night. Hefty Mofosius, could you just tell me what city you're in? City, major metropolitan area you're in, and I will have a prize for you for having the best name in the chat room tonight. That's brilliant. I love that. And I have no idea what it means. You don't have to explain it. I don't care. You're a winner. Just tell me where you're at. Fruit Bowl Capital. What the hell does that mean? Cosmo Brockington in the building.
It's beautiful night sky tonight in Arizona. There's like a full, well, not a full moon, but almost a full moon. And there's like little clouds going over it, so it's real pretty. And then to like the south, no, like west, northwest, maybe. West, okay, it's west. There's like a star, and it's like blinking red and blue, so it's really pretty. Kind of cool.
A star is blinking red and blue? No, that would be an alien spacecraft.
Not an alien spacecraft.
It's come to harvest your internal organs, probe you anally in a very sexual way.
Oh, God, I really wish that we could do that, seriously. That would be very enjoyable, not going to lie.
Yeah, what is up with the tweets you were tweeting at me today? That was odd.
Tweets I was tweeting yesterday? What are we talking about?
Tweets I was tweeting, Twitter, twats, fucking, I don't know. Ones you were, you're talking to me today on Twitter, like, oh, hey, make a party in San Francisco. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
When Keisha comes to town, what are you talking about? You know?
Obviously.
We have massive anon orgies.
Oh, that sounds.
Oh, she came out here and visited me, and she made me. She forced me to drive her up to Santa Rosa, so we could go. We could go hang out with the Chanology kids up there.
Oh,
who
God,
we almost
Chanology.
Got stood up by.
Oh my God.
We almost got stood up by these fucking guys. These
the
kids,
whole
like this is how organized.
Been out there every
chick,
day
the chick,
for like
the chick
2
that
weeks.
Like organized it. The chick that organized it didn't even show up.
God, okay, Operation Challenge, you know what I mean? Sorry, that. These guys are so obsessed with this random chick from the internet, they're going out to find her. Ugh. That's what we're talking about, right?
No.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? No?
Yeah.
We just said that we were going to go.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, wrong operation. Whoopsie, it's Chanology, Scientology, I think. God damn it, too many.
Chanology, Scientology, yeah.
Oh, yeah, too many anonymous things to keep up with. I've stared at them too much. I'm thinking of Boxy, think of Boxy. They're like, oh, Santa Rosa, we're going to go find Boxy, derp.
Wait a second. Wait, did you say Boxy?
Possibly.
Who the fuck is Boxy exactly? I don't even know who that is.
She's just some random
the Queen of
Bee. Yeah, she's the Queen of Bee, and people. She lives in Santa Rosa, supposedly. I think I think... I don't know, I think my little brother actually knows the person, I don't know. fuck if I care. I don't even pay attention.
She
I don't get it. I mean, she's kind of cute, but I don't really get it.
I thought it was just like a made-up, like, urban myth, internet myth thing.
No, she's real.
Chick. Yeah.
And she's in Santa
she's
Rosa?
She's cute,
no
but she does really cute
her on the
videos.
Show, God damn it. She's Bay Area. Get her on the show, God damn it. We book her on the show. Keishu, you're...
That would
you
bring
could,
you so many listeners.
So peaceful.
That would bring you so many listeners.
Yeah, it's actually fun picking on the Scientology facts.
I don't.
I think they're great.
I think it'd be funny for a day,
you know.
But I would. I think it'd be funny for a day, but I wouldn't devote my whole fucking life to it. Some of these poor kids.
Yeah.
This one kid, literally, he's like, all summer long, I'm gonna go pick it at Scientology all summer.
I have so much respect for
every day.
You know what?
Every
You're
day.
Sick, Vince. I'm gonna kick you in the balls.
Every day, I'm gonna dance in front of Scientology building every day.
Every day is a little bit too much, but everyone's always hilarious.
That's
squirm, like, get out of my face, stop accusing me. I'm like,
no,
your organization is being investigated. What?
Can you imagine being at the gym? Just a grown man, you have a kid, and you're in the gym, you're in the hot room after you're in the sauna with your pals, you know, just winding down a great night. So, Phil, what's going on with your kid these days? Oh, nothing, Ted. He's just, you know, wearing a mask and dancing by himself on a street corner.
That's awesome. It's so awesome. You don't even understand.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
When
every
you're
day,
talking about
every day, Ted? Yes, Phil, every day. Every day that goddamn kid puts on that fucking mask and goes on that street corner and makes a goddamn fool out of himself.
That's dedication.
Everybody knows. You know that guy's
although
at work. So how's your kid doing with the mask thing? little does he know, this kid has compromised his company's entire email password login and all that shit. You know? Fucking siphoned off a quarter of $1 million while they're laughing at him.
Yeah, although when you're talking about, you know,
he's laughing all the he's dancing all the way to the bank.
What?
Wait a second. Why does he have all this time on his hand to dance in on the street corner in a mask? You know what I'm saying?
He has a not so good social life. I don't know. I don't know about poor little Jamie.
He has nothing better to do.
And the thing is,
he's
very attractive.
He's getting off money.
He's so cute.
That's what I would do if these kids hate Scientology.
$20 off of every bank account.
Why don't they just hack into the Scientology website and just siphon off, just skim money off their books? Why even do an operation? Just keep it all. Just don't even talk about it. If you're so anonymous and you're so badass, don't even protest. Just break into their websites, steal all their cash, and be quiet about it. If that's the deal,
yeah.
You know, I don't get it. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, you know, I don't get why they're all, Scientology. Like, you know, the FBI is already investigating them for human trafficking. You know, we might as well just lay back, you know, let them deal with it now. I want to what I want to find out about? The Freemasons. They give me the fucking the chills.
Dude, are those the guys, those are the Illuminati guys, right?
Something like that.
These are the guys
George
that, like, the world?
George
run
Washington
the planet, right?
A whole bunch of world leaders were Freemasons, but so they had this really creepy top secret ceremony that, like, only one person ever reported were, like, have this giant fucking 40-foot owl.
Bohemian Grove.
That, like,
Bohemian Grove. Yeah, I go there every year. Yeah, what about it?
Wait, what?
Yeah, what's the big deal? It's great. I hang out with. It's great. How else am I supposed to get to know a great world leader like, say, Henry Kissinger? You know, how else am I supposed to hang out with him in a bath towel and talk about world domination? There's no better way to do it than in Bohemian Grove, baby.
Yeah, but, I mean, the whole ceremony thing, like, they said, like, oh, like, they burned somebody and,
it's
like,
an
the
effigy.
Owl.
Come on, we don't really kill real, burn real people. It's all effigies. Come on, that's all the Hollywood crap.
So what about the owl talking?
No, that shit's real. But, But all the sacrifice, no, we haven't done that shit for centuries.
Funny.
How do you know? Then.
Yeah, are they not? They're not supposed to talk about it.
Listen to it. There's a lot more to me than the meets the eye, all right? Yeah, I'm Vinny.
Yeah, you're
a let's just put it that way. I'm Vinny, all right? Just think of me as Uncle Vinny.
Radio host by day, Freemason by...
Before I came in your life, Vince, you were so screwed. You probably would have, like, not even, I don't know, you would have had nothing, I'm sure, if I wouldn't have come around and saved your ass and told you, you know, you need to be aware, Vince. Be aware of the threats in the internet.
Yes, thanks to you, Keisha.
The lava burst, orange lava burst, is the best stuff in the world.
I don't know what I was saved from. I've been fully doxxed. I don't know what the hell you saved me from. But
saved you from yourself.
dude, what? You saved me from nothing, actually. You know? In fact, if I had never met you, maybe I'd still
be
living,
right?
A life of sanity and you know. Whatever. Let me bring on this caller. Jay Nappy 57 is with us now. Jay Nappy, what's up?
Hey, this is Janet Napolitano speaking.
Oh, Janet. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Department of Homeland Security's head chief, whatever the fuck her name is. Janet Napolitano, everybody. Welcome to the show, Janet. What's on your mind? What brings you to the show?
Listen, Vince, why don't you ever come back to the airport? I miss you. We need to give you the TSA sensual massage.
Yeah, you know, I request that every time I go through the airport.
Listen, we're
going to
pull you aside.
And I'm sorry. I've been pretty busy. I haven't been able to travel or do any vacationing. So, yeah, I'm due, Janet. You're right.
You are. Listen, you need to come over. Me and Reno will be waiting for you. Just like that time, remember, Vince, when we went to Victoria's Secret together?
Yeah. Oh, remember I said we're supposed to talk about shit like
Listen,
that.
Listen, I was walking around there with Reno, and I said, Reno, you're looking
beautiful. She's the head
beautiful.
Of the Department of Homeland Security. I can't. She just has to talk. Go ahead.
I was walking around at Victoria's Secret with Reno, and I said, Reno, you're looking beautiful. She gave me the weirdest look and said, Janet, your balls are showing.
God damn it, Janet. You say that. Damn it, Janet. You tell that joke every fucking time, and every time it fucking bombs.
Oh, it doesn't bomb. Listen, people, they love it. Nothing's more humorous than getting around at Ruby Ridge, shooting some babies, you know, doing the TSA.
Right. You women are fucking. This woman is in charge of our security. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding,
Janet. I was always wondering, are you any relation to the other Napolitano?
Andrew Napolitano.
Yeah, Andrew. Yeah, I like that guy. Are you guys related?
We're married. You didn't know that.
You guys are married? No shit.
Yeah, we're married. He's always telling. My evil destiny plans on Fox News.
That must be an interesting dinner table discussion. You got the Department of Homeland Security at one end of the table, and Judge Napolitano is like the biggest car carrying libertarian on the planet, other than Ron Paul, at the other end. That's brilliant. I love it. It's a match made in heaven.
The table. But we make up, and I say, Andrew, I love you, Janet.
All right, Janet, you know what? You're cutting in and out there. You know, your Department of Homeland Security office line there, I don't know, what are you on, some shitty Wi-Fi connection? No wonder you people are getting hacked. What kind of connection are you on, Janet?
We're on a dial-up modem.
And we wonder why websites like CIA.gov have been hacked in so easily. This is what you're dealing with. This is who's trying to securitize your country.
Listen, Keishu, when are you coming over for your massage?
I'll be right over, baby buns. You know, you're only, 100 miles from me? Oh, wait, no, you're in D.C. now, so.
We're coming over. We'll do the sensual massage together. And Vince, he can watch.
Do I get a happy ending?
You get two happy endings from me, the TSA flight attendant, and Reno will be there.
The flight attendants, you know.
The flight attendants. They'll like
they're get telling you had terrorists in the
Oh yeah, baby.
Wow, Janet. Hey Janet, what are you wearing right now?
Oh my god. I'm wearing a nice sweater with mustard stains all on it since Andrew made us those, you know, sandwiches with, you know, egg salad. It was so good. I gorged myself, and I was trying to watch my figure, so I went and stuck my finger in my mouth to throw up in the bathroom.
Oh, disgusting. That's gross. You're gross. You really are. Like, I can't believe I love Judge Napolitano. I love me some Andrew Napolitano, and it really saddens me that to find out that he's mixed up with you, Janet. I just don't approve of that. I don't know what to think now. I think I need a little time to deal with this, and I'm going to take a little break, and sort of reflect about the birds and the bees and boys and girls and that sort of thing. So I'll be right back.
Thank you. forma de vida ha completado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck.
Yo, what up? Check it out. Buck Styles. Shouts out to Buck Styles. Been a while, homie. Yeah, he's looking for Goofy Bone and... For real, word on the street, or at least on BTR, is Goofy is locked up, yo. And I don't know anything more than that. I mean, that's what I'm just going off of his website or his Blog Talk Radio page. But you know what? Whatever, dude. He might be hype. It might be hype. Who knows? Maybe he got doxed hardcore and somebody, like, pulled some shit on him. Who knows, dude? I don't know, man. I have no clue. I'm not going to speculate more than that. If you'd like to chime in, Buck Styles, the lines are wide open, homie. Call in, yo. And, wow, we got some chit-chatters in the chit-chat room here. Let me do a little roll call here. Holy moly. People. Okie dokie, let's go to the chit chat room and take a few moments here to acknowledge the valiant service of the individuals who are participating in the chit chat room. I'm talking about you, Almighty Sports Show, and Beach Bum 55, also Bo, Buck Styles. In the building, Cosmo Brockington in the house, Daniel Evans Zero is here, welcome Daniel. Also, I have to give it up to I Have Seen So I Believe in the chat room, John Brand in the building. Oh, John Brand says I'm a cunt, so that reminds me to mute John Brand. Thank you, John Brand. You're a faggot, too. Kishu, I love you, honey. Thank you for your support, as always. Lego, my ego. Good to see you here, my brother. And, of course, big ups to Lulzek Cali in the building. Got to witness some of that shit going down on the BART today. That was interesting. NyQuil Sippy Cup in the house. Good times. Good to have you here. Old Rooter in the building. Good times, Old Rooter. Good to have you here, my man. Old Rooter, I think you were on the... I think you were on the switchboard for a second and you dropped off, dude. I had a lot of callers. Sorry it took me so long to get to you. I'll bring you back on if you want to call in, dude. Let's see. Who else do we have on here? Arbanios. Hello, Arbanios. Piss Pot Pete is in the chat room as well. And rounding it out, we have Red Medicine. Shouts out to Red Medicine. Also, She-K. Hello, She-K. Love you, honey. It's been a while. Been a little while, but good to see you in the chat room, honey. And rounding it out, at the last but not least, Stabby McHugs. Shouts out to Stabby McHugs in the building. And that rounds out your chat room. There you go. Okay, let me cut that off and bring back on Lulsec and Kishu. And I think we still have, if I'm not mistaken, we still have the Janet Napolitano with us. Janet, you're still there.
I'm here, Vince.
Great to have you here, Janet. I'm honored to have you as a panelist tonight. This is quite a pleasant surprise.
Well, you're very welcome. I took some time off from molesting those children at the TSA.
Yeah, well, you know, I hope there's a reason why I played that song, Girls Who Like Boys Who Like Girls Who Like Boys Who Like Girls Like That, because I've always wondered about you, Janet. You've always been sort of manly, and I think it's interesting that you're hooked up with Andrew Napolitano, because you guys kind of almost look like twins in a way. What's up with that?
We're actually related.
Wait, you're related and you're married? That's disgusting, dude.
No, it's not. It's Wincest.
Wincest?
The game the whole
family
can play.
This is horrible. This is like a really bad version of that. What's that? Penn and Teller did a documentary about that. The most disgusting joke in the world. The Aristocrats. This is like a bad version of that. Let me take another call here. Area code 757. You're on the air with Janet Napolitano. What's up?
Hey, Janet. Listen, we got a big problem, man. I'm seeing you pat down underage girls and old-ass men. And I want to ask you a personal question. How would you like if somebody took their thumbs and their elbows and put them way, way up in your ass? And I'll take your answers off air.
Well, listen, Reno usually does that to me on Tuesday night, so that's kind of a usual thing that goes on.
Okay, I guess that satisfied the caller. He hung up. All right. Kishu, you're back on. Hello? All right, I guess she's...
Hi.
Trying to make out with Lulsec or something?
Yeah, I can't help it.
Are you guys trying to? Should I put you guys in the green room and let you guys work out your business?
Wait, what's happening?
We're trying
here?
To have a
little.
You guys do realize we have Janet Napolitano on the show. This is kind of a special show in by default, you know.
Well, makes you happy to have her, our local neighborhood terrorist here. Well, as the Homeland Security calls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was going to ask you about that. You're not the judge. You're Janet. Janet, being involved with the being the head of Department of Homeland Security, are you concerned about all these hackers and everything that's going on? Aren't you? We've got a guy here on the show who is part of this Lulsec. He's a part of this whole anti-sec movement where they're taking down these websites left and right. They're getting all their information and they're leaking it to the public. And what are you doing about this, Janet? Are you guys doing anything about this?
We've hired Kevin Bacon to root out the terrorists at Lulsec, and we're gonna find out who they are, and we're gonna feed them to the tremors that Kevin Bacon will use.
Winning.
Are you kidding me? That's your plan? Kevin Bacon?
Kevin Bacon is our plan. He's been the plan all along.
No wonder. These kids are getting away with murder. Are you kidding me? They're taking down the CIA. And you're putting Kevin Bacon in charge of this?
He's an idiot.
There are 6 degrees to him, though. So he does know a lot of people. By default. I mean, there's 6 goddamn degrees of him. He's connected to everyone. Technically, he could have all of Hollywood, on his side.
Well, I'd like a new Secretary of State is going to be George Clooney. He's going to head up our environmental department. Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be the Secretary of Defense. All the celebrities, they know everything. Their opinions matter.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Oh, my God. We're doomed. We're fucking doomed. Somebody help me. Call in 347-826-7667. We got Janet Napolitano on the phone. I mean, this is your chance, folks. Old Reuter, call in. You could probably bang her. Get her in the green room, old Reuter. Come on, call in, bro. Oh, my God. Kevin Bacon. Jesus Christ.
Looks like we don't have any more callers. Listen, if you call in, I'm going to have your phone number, and we're going to send some Secret Service agents to your door, and we're going to find out why you were harassing me on the phone lines with Vince.
Yeah. No doubt. So, still no word on Goofy Bone. Janet, do you have anything to do with this? Goofy Bone has suddenly gone dark from Blog Talk Radio. Do you know anything about this?
Well, he actually got arrested a couple days ago, but not for cyber criminal activities. He was arrested because he brandished a firearm at a bowling alley.
What an idiot.
Oh, Goofy Bone, Goofy Bone.
I don't get down like that.
Give her a bone.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, no.
You know you want Goofy Bone.
He was also arrested because he was moonlighting as somebody that takes illegals across the border for a substantial amount of money.
Dude,
good money.
I've known Goofy on BTR for Jesus Christ, like over two years now. And I've been in the same area as him for this whole time, and I still have yet to meet him in person. I guess it'll never happen. He's in fucking jail now.
Because you stand people up.
I don't stand people up. I never set anything up with him. If anything, he stood me up. There was one time we were going to meet up in Golden Gate Park, and he didn't come.
You're
he didn't come. Jesus Christ, what was that? Was that an orb?
That's what you get.
Was that a tremor? What was that? Janet, do you know what that was? Was that some sort of like paranormal activity?
That's the new hop weapon we're using. This girl, she posted an eHarmony video and talked about cats. We're going to use that as a hop weapon now to create earthquakes.
Wow, that's some type of shit. That ain't no joke either. Damn.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Yesterday you were talking about Google Plus.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
I just got into it.
What do you think?
I still have a couple of friendos on right now. It looks like it could be good, especially since it's directly integrated with, documents and Gmail. The circle thing is really neat, and the Hangout feature is pretty nice.
What the fuck is the Hangout feature? This is a fucking chat room? What is that?
It's a big video chat room. You just have as many people as you want, pretty much. Although the person who's talking the loudest get the center box thing. This is where
this scares me already. This scares me. I'm staying away. I'm abstaining. No, thank you.
I think that scares me. Guessing against it.
That sounds. Ooh. You know. What? Yeah.
It's a very smooth interface, though.
I bet. No, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I'm curious to see what the interface is like. That's about it. But I don't want to get sucked back. I'm trying to sort of unplug from the Matrix, not burrow deeper into it.
There's a glitch in the Matrix.
Huh?
There's a glitch in the Matrix, goddammit.
Oh, there is. Oh, there's fucking definitely a glitch in my Matrix. That's for damn sure. Or maybe I am the glitch in the Matrix. I don't know. I lost a lot of guest listeners. Wow! Did everybody convert to an account? That's impressive. Because I didn't lose that many listeners. They just everybody got accounts. That's brilliant. You guys are awesome. Michael Sippy Cup. That's an awesome name. Dude.
Michael Sippy Cup. I looked up her information. It's really Melissa Hopkins.
Wow. Melissa is the Uber troll. The alpha troll. I don't know. She's just the ultimate mega troll.
She's a drunken whore. She needs to put her children to bed now.
I can't believe she's trolling around my show. Usually she'll call in, though.
Who is this? John Brand. John Brand, we're going to find you. I swear, we're going to give you a TSA sensual massage you'll never forget.
John Brand is so hot. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, why don't you and John Brand go make out, all right?
Why don't you and John Brand get a room?
Yeah, leave me alone.
John Brand is in Australia, and I'm in Arizona, so.
Jesus Christ. Janet, this is what I have to put up with. I have to put up with this girl just.
She's got a lot of everybody that comes on the show.
What's that?
Yeah,
she's got a big old hot on for everybody.
Yeah.
Overactive sex drive, for sure.
Jishu, listen, I know you
did us like toilet paper.
I know you were in that. Weren't you in that video, Two Girls, One Cup?
Oh, no, I'm not in the scat porn. Oh.
Well, what? What just happened here?
Not my thing at all.
Janet Napolitano is a very disgusting woman. She's got a sick, perverted mind, and she is trying to take this show into a direction that I really don't want it to go into. Janet, I don't care if you're the head of the Department of Homeland Security. It freaks me out.
Well, some people need to explore the fetishes a bit more. Vince, what? I'm sure you've got some fetishes you're into. Why don't you discuss them? Be open about it.
No, I'm just a very erotic lover, and I'm very into more sensual and some kinky stuff. But,
whatever.
But,
like a month ago, you were like, tie me up and beat me up. So.
What? I didn't say that.
Oh, so
when did you tie me up? You never tied me up.
But you said I could. But
no, you asked
really
me if you could. I said, I guess. I was. No, I said, I guess. I guess. Sure. Yeah, I will. I wasn't like, oh, baby, tie me up. Oh, my God. Please tie me up. No. I would let somebody tie me up. Sure. Why not? But I'm not going out of my way.
What if I just tied you up and left you there for like 2 days?
I'm not going out of my way looking for it. That's not my thing. I'm like, you don't really have to. I'm a willing participant. You don't have to force me.
You'll take anything that comes your way, right?
Yeah, seriously. I'm willing and able and available. Call me. I'm here. Jesus, what else? I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah. I know everything.
Yeah, I know you know everything, Janet. I'm starting to get the feeling that you just decided. I mean, Janet, I know you know everything, and you just want to come here and flaunt it on the show. And after a while, I think people get a little bit, they go from being intimidated to aggravated.
Oh.
Have you been drinking, Janet? Is that what's going on? Is that why you're getting all uppity here? What's up? Are you on the sauce? I can't hear a word you're saying. Say that again.
I had a little bit to drink today, and I'm sitting in a jail cell right now with a goofy bone. I'm telling him he doesn't get his phone call.
Oh my goodness. Poor Goofy Bone.
Oh, my.
He just wants to give her a bone. Hey, Lulzek, have you ever met Goofy Bone?
No, I haven't, actually.
Wow. And you've been listening to the show for, what, like a week?
Maybe a little less.
Yeah, like 5 days, maybe? 5 days you've been listening to the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Goofy's been
actually got one of my followers into it because they wanted to hear my voice.
So Goofy's been gone roughly 5 days, ever since Lulzsec has shown. Wait a second. Did you take out Goofy? Are you Goofy? Maybe he is Goofy. Wow.
Do I look like I have a stupid last name like Goofy? Do I sound like that? No offense to Goofy.
No, you don't, actually.
Yeah,
I
would
actually,
probably
I'd really
stab myself in the eye for
Goofy.
Flirting so hard if he was Goofy.
Oh,
yeah,
shut up.
Yeah, what was that?
Do I have to, you goddamn slut?
That's what I understand.
You're just chilling.
Like,
I'm sorry,
go
ahead.
All I know is that I'm just a 19-year-old journalist from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah,
oh,
and, yeah, you know what?
That makes it even hotter. Oh, God.
Oh, you shut
oh
your mouth.
Oh, my God.
You please, Matt. I have lost complete control of this show. Janet, help me.
What do you mean?
Well, my alleged girlfriend here and slash co-host slash fucking prostitute slash friend. Kishu here, it seems to be like wanting to like shack up with this Lulzsec kid, and they're doing it. They're just flaunting it, flirting in right here in front of my face. What what's up with that?
You ask girls to take off clothes like live on your show.
Wait, I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to Janet. Go ahead, Janet.
I found her on Skype. I found her personal info. I found her. Listen, Vince. You need to keep a close eye on that one. She's going to run off on you behind your back with this Lulzsec terrorist. He's a terrorizer, terrorizing the interwebs. And they're going to make disgusting, passionate cyber sex right on your show if you don't watch out.
Holy shit. You're right. This cuts
ever
deep.
I'm on his show?
What?
It's kind of common on your show.
On my show, what? Is common.
Cyber sex. But it's usually not me.
Yeah,
doing
well, that's
cyber
because
sex.
It's my
usually
show. I'm the one that has cyber sex. I will have cyber sex with you.
45-year-old
cyber
woman.
Sex with whoever I want. It's not for, why don't you have your own cyber sex show, Kishu, and you can call it Kishu's Slut.
Maybe I will.
You know, Kishu's come. You're tuned to Kishu's Cum Dumpster. Call in every night and just splurge on my face.
Oh, yeah. Do it.
All right, let's
eye,
go. Wait, we got some callers. We got a goddamn caller. Let's make this a respectable show for once. Come on, do you mind, please? Could we just for once? Let's take a call. Let's see what this person wants. Maybe we can help them out. Maybe we can turn them on to something.
This is America, but being disrespectful.
Yeah, we're having a legitimate show. We have Janet Napolitano on our panel tonight, folks. Come on, let's get it right. All right. Okay, a caller, you're on the air, area code 757. You're on
hey,
the air.
What's going on? What's going on? My name is Bruce Leroy. I was calling. I want to talk to Janet Napolitano.
Yeah, you're on with Janet Napolitano. Go ahead.
Janet, how you doing, baby? I want to talk about the other night, and I want to apologize.
What are you apologizing for, dear? Did you shove your fist up my ass too hard?
I want to apologize because I gave you the glow the other night.
Oh, you blew your load all over my face? That's for Janet Reno to do only.
She's so cryptic. I have no idea what she's talking about. She talks in riddles.
The caller
seems satisfied. He took his call. He took the answer off the air, I guess. I don't know.
Do we have any other?
That was Bruce Leroy, by the way. Thanks for the call, Bruce Leroy.
Bruce Leroy, you sound like you got done eating a bowl of Bojangles chicken or something. Maybe a watermelon, I don't know. But don't you show your face around the airports or we will personally fuck your ass up.
Wow. Damn. Janet Napolitano, not taking any guff. That's for show.
Yeah, the airports are kind of fail because last time I flew, I had quite a few things in my bag that shouldn't have been in a check-on bag or take-on carry-on bag.
Your dildo. And, did you bring your dildo on there, dear?
No, I didn't. You know, I can't believe I forgot it, but I'm definitely going to bring it this time because I know that Vince definitely wants it up the ass. So.
That's fun, James. Oh, sure,
yeah, by all means.
Yeah. Vince loves it in the super.
We got any other questions? We need to take them now before I need to go change out my tampon.
All right. You know, I think we might be done with the questions, Janet. I think we're good. If you want to go change that out, it's all good. We got to take a break anyways, so, you know.
Can you play some Keisha music, please?
Oh, shit. I knew that was going to come up. I played that fucking gay Blur song. I thought you'd like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but you didn't play the one that I wanted. I wanted Park Life.
Oh, well, I'm not playing that. It's too late. What do you want?
What do you suggest?
Oh, fuck, I forgot. Never mind. Do whatever the shit you're going to do. Fuck.
All right.
What kind of music are you into, Lil Sec Cali?
Wait, what?
What kind of music are you into?
Oh, he's into Justin Bieber.
Oh, hell no. I wish someone would shoot that bastard already. Can we trade him for John Lennon, please? Anybody? Here, Come Together by the Beatles. You have that? Again, why wouldn't
I'm not playing the Beatles, no.
Let's
play some Phil Collins.
I don't have any Beatles loaded up on my thing.
National Anthem by Radiohead.
National Anthem by Radiohead.
Well, I even know how to play that on the bass. If I do play bass.
That means there's a small piece that I want.
I can't hear you, old lady.
Listen, he plays the bass. He's got a small penis.
I don't smoke. I just play bass. And I do journalism. Kiss my ass. Kiss my shiny metal ass. Two quotes from drama.
Your drama references. Listen, the next time you come into the airport, we're going to find you, and then we're going to shove a shiny metal fist up your ass.
Perfect. And on that note, here's your request. I'll be right back.
Oh my God, she is such a slut. What a slut. What a slut. Everywhere she goes, she's in skanky ass clothes. Everybody knows she's a slut. That hoe ain't got no class. All the guys just want some ass. They don't even have to ask, cause she's a slut.
Look at how she moves her body, so promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. She's a slut. She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn, cause she's a slut.
Just a booty call. Some plastic blow-up doll. What a slut.
She's a slut.
You better stop her while you can. I saw her rubbing on your man. You need to break that bitch's hand, cause she's a slut.
Look at how she moves her body. So promiscuous and naughty. She's a slut. She's a slut. She keeps acting like a tramp. I guess she doesn't give a damn, cause she's a slut.
Welcome back. At least three pieces of space junk flying around the International Space Station, putting NASA on full alert. Here's an animation.
Mrs. Bay.
Traffic. It's one of Valmo's nightclubs. We have it surrounded.
Yahoo.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, Finale, Brancotti.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah, it's Vince in the Bay with you for a little bit longer. Give me a call. We're hanging tight for another 45 minutes. It's Vince, and right now I have Lolsec with me and Kishu. No, it's just me and Lolsec right now. Kishu and Judge Napolitano, not Judge Napolitano, Janet Napolitano and Kishu both dropped off. The ladies have left the building. I don't know, maybe they'll call back. Kishu probably has to charge her phone, I bet. But Janet is gone. Thanks for coming out, Janet Napolitano. Appreciate that. The head of the Department of Homeland Security representing. And I'm really disappointed that she left because apparently there's been some more news. This I don't know if anybody was paying attention earlier today. There was another government contractor who had some emails.
90,000 military emails.
Yeah, emails compromised. I wanted to get Judge Napoli.
Also, a couple hundred thousand porn accounts. The ground up.
Oof. porn accounts. Are you kidding me? So I could
nope,
like watch
ran on news.
I could watch free porn.
Is that what the internet's for? But sure.
Porn accounts are almost meaningless with websites like.
Isn't this why most people get a girlfriend, like me?
Yeah. But outside of the porn websites, what were these 90,000? At first, I thought, you know what they said. I could have sworn at first when they first the first tweet went out that it said over 9,000 emails, but it wasn't. It was 90,000.
Yeah, pretty much. Sorry, I just kind of choked.
But whatever. Yeah, that was impressive. Yeah, very impressive. But you know what? I want to start seeing hackers like step it up to the next level. I was like trying to put out the throwdown for like why not hack like a fucking like a predator drone? Because personally, if I had that technical fortitude, I would apply it to something like that, like fucking.
Well.
Because I think that predator drone shit is bullshit to begin with. Like all these countries that were just flying these robots over and bombing the shit out of them. That's fucked up to bomb them and then to do it in such a pussy way. And you know, it's like it would serve them right if somebody just somehow hacked into that system and like found some way to put them on the fritz so they could never even make them fly off the ground. You know what I mean?
Well, you see, the problem with that is that it's a complex network. The only way that even that remotely, if there was a way to get in, would be just to a speed camera. Right? There's no way you get to the controls. The controls are with the operator on the ground or in the control center, and it's only in that one distinct terminal. Sometimes the terminals are carried in very, very, very tough laptops or they're on those little standard-ass terminals, and the networks are so secure, and they're usually localized LANs. It's very complicated, and we wouldn't be able to. And someone like us wouldn't be able to do it. There's just some things that cannot be done.
Dude, I think Kevin Mitnick or one of these guys could do it, though. There's some fucking hardcore dudes out there that can do some amazing shit. I wouldn't put it past someone. I guarantee you there's some dude out there, some hyper ultra nerd that's in his mom's basement right now as we're speaking. He's not listening to what us. He doesn't even know what the fuck we're doing, what Blog Talk Radio is, but he's working on it, dude. It's going to happen, that dude. That shit's out there. I guarantee it.
I'd love to see it happen.
You know, it'd be cool, though, but I was saying, why not have, wouldn't it be cool if you could if somebody could hack into it and via Twitter, like people could follow the Predator drone on Twitter and like based on the tweets that you gave it, it would navigate to where and who it would blow up.
Oh, that'd be fucking awesome.
It'd be like the fully democratic Predator drone.
Be actually really fucking awesome.
Because that's essentially how these I've lurked in some of these IRC chat rooms and stuff, and and when some of these things get cooking, if people throw out names for targets and shit like that, and stuff gets shot down pretty quick, and things get sort of weeded out very democratically.
Yeah.
And it's not as sinister as some people might think. I mean, there's definitely.
Well, we all know who the first target would be, though. Based on tweets, if we're talking about tweets.
Based on tweets, it'd be A+K.
Yeah. It's like we're directing the Predator drone by tweet. We all know who the first target would be. Justin Bieber.
I think it'd be the person with the most Twitter. Isn't fucking A+K the biggest tweet twat?
I wouldn't know.
All right. Yeah, I hear what you're saying though. Dude, but isn't there somebody that's already on his jock? Isn't that swag sex deal? Isn't that what they're all about?
I wouldn't know.
I don't
know. I wouldn't know most stuff. You know, I got knocked out a couple days ago, so I kind of lost a little bit of knowledge of Twitter.
Oh.
Sorry, might be interesting.
Anywho, I'm getting distracted here with the Twitter. We got some callers now. Let me bring. Oh, Kishu's back.
Ooh. I'm back. My cell phone died, so I had to go get the other cell phone.
Okay. And then we have, now I think we have Lego with us. Is that you, Lego?
Yep.
What's going on, dude? How you doing, bro?
Hey, wait, you had Jane Appy on earlier?
Yeah, did you catch some of that?
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. But how did you get Jane Appy? Jane and Napolitano, of all people.
Yeah, you know, it was my producers at the last minute called me and said, dude, we got, I don't know, something, I guess somebody canceled on her end and her people were looking for somebody to give her a slot and she ended up here. I don't know. She just called in and was like, all right, I'm here. It's Judge Knapp. It's Jay Knapp. It's just, she told her stock joke about her, her balls and her and Janet and Reno. In real life, I actually met Janet Reno one time. I worked with her once. Him, her, whatever, it. She's huge.
She's like a linebacker.
She could take you out, man, and no sweat, dude. She was like, I was looking eye to eye with her, and I'm pretty tall. I'm like 6'3". And she was like, look, I used to play basketball, and I think she could have posted me up, no problem. Boxed me out down low. She would have been a good power forward for sure, or like a tight end or a defensive end.
That's probably why, and she needs a rough. I guess Reno gives it, Janet gets it pretty rough from Reno, huh?
Yeah, that's something I would not want to witness. That sounds pretty gnarly.
I heard she got into it with Kishu, huh, about, you know, her little deals.
Yeah, well, Kishu's an easy target, though.
Right, yeah.
She wanted me to tie her up.
No, she did not. Janet Napolitano wanted you to tie her up?
Yeah, look in the Skype chat, you know, or the chat room in the Block Talk Radio. I posted our Skype chat.
No way.
Hell yeah, baby. She wanted a piece of the Kishu.
A piece of the Kishu. Man. I haven't even been on the radio in a while, and this is what I come back to.
This is what you come back to.
Oh, you know what? I'm trying to mix things up here. I'm going to see if I can bring in my ace in the hole. Let me see if I can't get this bump.
Calling
this
Jew.
No. No. This is better than the Jew. Let me see if... Yeah, this works, so. Oh, hey, fire shit's on. Should we bring fire on?
Go for it.
Let me see if I can get fire shit on. See what he's doing.
Where's my plane ticket, Kishu? Sheesh.
Plane ticket where? Here?
You promised me a plane ticket and hotel reservations and...
Yeah, well, you never said you wanted to come. If you
want to
come, yeah.
I'm down for coming. Yeah, I'm all down for coming. I mean, I got tickets to Blue Man. You bought me tickets to Blue Man Group there?
What?
Yo, it was amazing.
Anyways, yeah. I mean, I'm going to San Francisco in a few weeks, but...
Where are you going to go visit Vince?
Of course. I'm going to try to move there in December.
For what?
Because the desert is fucking hot and boring, and I like the city, and my best friend is there.
Okay, I put them both in the screening room. It's more personal off... line talk. I don't know if we really want to hear that, to be honest. Are you entertained by that? I'm not. It's just kind of like idle chit-chatter, to be honest. They might as well just go hang out in the green room. So that's what they'll do. Let's take more. let's call in, folks. Come on, we got a half an hour to go. We don't need to resort to this nonsense, really. And hopefully, my ace in the hole is going to call in just a second. But I put
your
the word.
Ace in the hole?
Huh?
Who's your ace in the hole? Oh, wait, sorry.
Oh, old friend of the show. Well, there's a lot of ace in the holes. I could pull some other people out. Well, let me put the feelers out. See who I can get to pop in here as a surprise guest in the last half hour.
Can we get someone to explain the whole thing about bronies? I want someone to explain that for me.
God, it's disgusting! It's disgusting! It's horrible! It's these kids who it's boys who are of or you know grown men adults. Who openly collect My Little Pony dolls and get it? Yeah. And so these kids, it's this whole brony culture and subculture. You know, there's people make websites and YouTube videos, and it's really pathetic. But it's caught on as a trolling meme. These kids call into a ghost show. And play My Little Pony soundboards and, spam them with all kinds of brony-related garbage. It's horrible. It's a cancer on the ass of the internet.
Kids these days and their ponies. They're My Little
Pony. I don't get it. Yeah, My Little whatever. Who cares? I didn't get to see this yet. Apparently, there's a smooth jazz Nyan Cat.
I heard about that. I saw it on Reddit.
Taking a long time to load. I don't see that. Where'd it go? Oh, here it is. That's it. Okay. All right. All right. I got a little lulls there. All right. Yeah, that was good. I just watched it. Jazz Nyan Cat. That's cool. It goes on for 14 minutes, though. Are you fucking kidding me? So that's a good one. That was a winner. Oh my God. There were so many people covering the BART riot thing today. All Examiner, The Weekly, The BART Diaries. I knew following the BART Diaries was going to come in handy. Although I felt like I was schooling the BART Diaries a little bit. They're like, "We need your input. We need people who are tweeting about the BART protests." And I was like, "Dude, you got to follow my homie Davey D." Oh my God, this is fantastic! Thank you. Oh, BART Diaries, please retweet us. We're the BART Diaries. Oh, speaking of Twitter, California Beat. I don't know if you follow California Beat, but their Twitter account today tweeted a very disturbing tweet, and it was worded in a way that made it sound like the BART police were firing upon, were shooting at protesters. But it was just a bad choice of words on the Twitter account profile person's part where they just worded it in a way where they really meant people who were protesting about BART cops shooting people. You know, that's what they were protesting about, was about cop shooting, instead of like wording it in a way where it made it sound like the cops were actually shooting protesters.
This has something like along the lines of BART cop. This is like BART cop shooting. It was like BART protest about shooting don't know. God damn it, I'm not good at this shit.
I wonder if they reworded it. I'm trying to find the tweet, and I'm not seeing it.
They probably deleted it.
Oh, here, Eric. Group plans to protest SF BART police shooting at Civic Center Station today. Group plans to protest SF BART police shooting at Civic Center Station today because of the ongoing press. Okay, here we go. Transit alert. The Civic Center BART station has been shut down after a police shooting protest on the platform.
Oh, God damn it.
Doesn't that sound kind of weird? That's in a way that, like, transit alert.
In big,
bold letters, transit alert. The Civic Center BART station has been shut down after a police shooting protest on the platform. More to come. What do you think just happened in that transit alert? Do you think there was a shooting?
Yes.
A shooting in a protest? A protest to the shooting, or a protest and there was a shooting in the protest? One way or another, you're pretty much damn sure there was a shooting, a police shooting.
Yeah, you see, Twitter, this is why we can't have nice things.
I will retweet this. You know what? Since that is still out there, I'm going to screen cap it first. Let me zoom in. Zoom and fucking flatunk-tunk and kerplunk. Plunk. All right, screen cap that and then retweet it as if it's still news. Transit alert. The Civic Center BART station has been shut down after a police shooting protest on the platform. More to come.
Twitter.
Hey, I think, yeah, anyway. This is the California beat, dude. This is the people. This is the beat, dude. You got to be on the beat.
Beat.
You're on the beat. Fucking... I don't know. Maybe I missed something. Maybe there was a shooting today. Was there a shooting at the protest about a shooting?
Hmm?
Do you know if there was a shooting at the protest about a shooting?
That'd be actually ironic. Oh, yeah, I just got that. Transit alert. The Civic Center BART station has been shut down. Police shooting protest on a platform. More to come.
All right, Kishu and Lego have been in the green room for a good 5 or 10 minutes by now, right?
Yeah, they're probably done.
A solid 5 minutes. Do you think they figured it out that they're in the green room or not?
Probably not.
All right, let's see. I'm going to bring them in slowly, so just chill out. Pretend like you don't know what's going on.
Huh. That's, like, totally what, like, man.
But, yeah, but Vince is, like, he's, like, wears T-shirts and, like, basketball shorts and, like, he's, like, fucking, like, 15 years older than I am and, like, he's always, like, talking shit to me and I normally, like, you know, like, guys are, like, super gentlemen, you know. I don't know, just sweet, nice guy.
This is pathetic. What are you guys talking about?
Wait a minute, what? I thought we put us in the... What is going on?
We've been listening to you for a good 10 minutes now.
We've been listening the whole fucking time, dude. What the hell?
Wait a minute, what? I thought we were in the green room.
No.
No,
no, dude.
You're acting like an asshole.
Oh, nobody ate up by mosquitoes.
Yeah, it's in the archive.
Well, mosquitoes
are
so gross because there's like everybody's blood in them. Oh my God, I'm going to die. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh. Okay, I gotta go inside. There's mosquitoes biting me, and God knows whose blood is in them. And oh my God, there's just like AIDS and a fucking bug. And oh,
space, guys, space. Wait,
oh,
that's
yeah.
Where you remind me of right now.
Oh my God, what?
Anybody in the chat who played Portal 2 will probably have heard me.
I can't hear anything because my mind is not in a good spot right now. What'd you say, baby buns?
I didn't say anything. Or which baby buns were you referring to exactly?
All of them. Oh, Vince.
Where did you even go?
Apparently they didn't go anywhere. They were just listening to our conversation the whole time.
I think
it was riveting. It was riveting. No, I went and made coffee and just been here enjoying my coffee.
Sweet. So you just put a little Cali through the torture, huh? While you went and made coffee. There's so many little frogs in the pool. It's so funny. They're so cute, though. There's this one right here that's like, it's got these huge black eyes, and it's like, his eyes are like bigger than his feet. They're so cute.
Is that more that furry stuff you're into?
I'm not into furry stuff. Where are you getting this from? That's so gross.
You admitted it on air. You were furry.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm definitely not furry. Like, I, you know, there's no hair except the hair on my head and the hair on my eyebrows and the hair on my eyelashes. No hair anywhere else. Hello?
I mean, it's cool. I mean, you know, whatever. Whatever floats your boat. I mean.
Okay. What about the cooking classes this morning? We just put in the green room again.
I don't know. I'm just going to say whatever. Like, man, I saw Blue Man Group 2 days last night. It was awesome. It was great.
Blue Man Group.
What's Blue Man Group?
Yeah.
You don't know who they are?
I don't.
What?
I don't know. Okay, my top, five favorite bands. Okay. Morrissey and the Smiths. Okay. Pet Shop Boys. Arctic Monkeys. The Wombat. That's kind of a question. The Wombat. But you get the point. And then I like
Gold. I don't know. I listen to Tool and Nine Inch Nails and. Don't you laugh me?
Blue Man Group. Who's Blue Man Group?
I don't know how to describe it. It's instrumental music. It was awesome though. Like, the concert was great. Yeah, like YouTube them or something.
Did you and Wild just have anal sex?
Oh yeah, like that's all we do is just have wild, passionate anal sex constantly.
Hot.
Yeah, I know. You're like, man, I wish I was there.
I do. I really do. I wish I was there.
No. No, I just got back to Georgia. We were in Florida for about a week and a half. I just got back to Georgia, so.
I thought you guys lived in Maryland.
We do live in Maryland, but I just came down here to. I have some friends in Valdosta, so I went down and saw them. Then we went to Panama City, and then we went to Orlando, and then back down in Georgia now.
Cool.
And then I'll be back in Maryland. I know.
So fucking humid and nasty there right now, I bet.
A little bit, but.
I agree with you, actually.
So what about you? I mean, you know, living it up in Arizona.
Living it up in Arizona. I haven't been on the show, actually. It's out. Thank you.
Wait, is blonde your real hair color, or is that just,
Blonde is my natural hair color, yes. It's just, like, I have, like, a dirty blonde kind of hair color, and there's a lot of, like, strawberry blonde and then gray with it, so it's a really weird, like, mix. So, I tone it.
Okay. And now they're in the green room. And I just wanted to see how long it would... after a while, they just don't... They weren't sure whether they were in the green room or not. So I just wanted to let it linger on a little bit. And
yeah, they stopped caring.
Yeah, they just didn't matter. It's a great social experiment, isn't it? It's amazing. Wow, I'm
love the hate of the fact that we're like, we were totally, listen to you all 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, you played it off great. You played it off great, and I genuinely heard in her voice a little bit sort of like, oh my god, a gotcha moment,
one of those punk moments.
Yeah, punked moment for sure. I heard it in her voice for sure, but whatever. It is what it is. I don't care. It's all good fun.
Okay.
All right, let's bring him back in and try to break this shit up.
Nothing. Knowing them.
What about me, dude? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you don't give a shit at all about anything.
Has this been the whole show?
Entirely, yeah. Actually.
I believe
it's been a really bad show, to be quite honest.
Full disclosure, I've been on cruise control for the last hour. I'm really tired. I've had a long day. I'm probably not going to do a show tomorrow night. Or for maybe a couple of nights, I just wanted to squeeze one out while I could. But I really appreciate the love and you guys coming through. I mean, I love all you guys. We had Janet Napolitano come through earlier, for God's sake. That was fucking hilarious. And Lulzsec, as always, you're a good sport, and I enjoy hanging out with you, my man. Kishu as well.
Totally.
You're always on point. And you guys were in the green room about for about 2 or 3 minutes, and that was it. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really matter because usually when I come, I kill the show anyways. But that's my intention. So. Oh, I love it, though. I love it. I love your show, Vince. I don't know. Seriously, like, that's what brought all of this together, you know? You have this whole new lifestyle since I came into your life and invaded your show. And I do, too, really. I wouldn't have had, any desire to move back to San Francisco, so. Good stuff.
Ooh, I haven't looked up the word of the day. It's the word of the day.
My word of the day is The Dark Knight Rises, since the poster for that show.
Frank Rizzo is in the building.
Wait, what did
Frank Rizzo,
say?
Yeah.
Hello, Jack, are you there?
Hello, yes, what?
What was your word of the day?
The Dark Knight Rises, because I just saw a poster revealed for it.
It's like 5 words.
Shut up. It's all one word now, as of today. Okay. By the creative little sec.
And that is lovely. Sorry.
And Zombie Raptor, Ninja, Robot Jesus, he also said that too.
Tweet.
Thank you, Cthulhu. Not rambling.
Cthulhu! Okay, so the word of the day is Wainwright. Wainwright.
Getting bitten by the mosquitoes again. Oh.
It's a noun, and it means one who builds or repairs wagons.
Oh, the wagon.
Wainwright.
Where the wagon is? He doesn't look like a friendly wagon.
Now we need to find a way to make this into a sexual term. Go.
Macon engaged a Wainwright to build one of the great wagons.
No
Wainwright.
The hell is that?
That's so hard. Because he you know, the wagon makes me so hot.
The wagon makes you hot? Yeah. That doesn't take much to get you hot, to be honest. So the wagon, anything. It doesn't make it be a wagon, a fucking stool.
I was thinking about the wagon, like Wagoner or Bill Wagoner.
Yeah. Yeah, you and your Bill Wagoner.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on, Google.
That's the final boss of the internet, everybody. Bill Wagoner. He was here. He was here just the other day. Fire shit brought him into on the call. What, Friday night?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, I think. No, it was Sunday, Saturday. I think.
God, I missed so much. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Yeah, he was just on the show like 3 nights ago.
You've been ate by mosquitoes. Are mosquitoes disgusting? Does anybody else think that mosquitoes are absolutely disgusting?
Dude, mosquitoes ate my shit up, and they only did it that one time when you were here. That was so weird. I have not been eaten before or since.
Because Kishu comes and she eats you alive.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, God. And then the frog jumped out of the pool and scared the shit out of me.
Wainwright.
Oh, yeah.
Wainwright.
Oops, that's too loud.
Wainwright.
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 That's the word of the day, one who builds or repairs wagons. Okay, now people are fapping off to Wainwright. I had a caller. Wait, here's a caller. We got a caller. Let's bring this person on. They're trying to legitimately call the show. Okay, caller, you're on the air. What's up?
What's happening, Benny?
Nothing. What's happening with you? Who's this?
Easy Rider, man.
Oh, Easy Rider. Hey, man. Sorry, I didn't recognize your voice at first there. How you doing, bro?
Good, buddy. What's going on here tonight, man?
Oh, nothing. It's just the open lines, hanging out, you know, just shooting the breeze, winding down.
Everybody,
the show.
Everybody hanging out fapping, I see in the chat room.
We do have, serial fappers that call into the show and fap on the air and in the chat room.
Sure.
And I was lucky enough to have this one guy that would fap on the air. He fapped to so much that he got sick of fapping on my show, and he just started talking to me after a while.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
What's happening, bud?
Oh,
what,
nothing.
I heard you're on the phone, nothing. Huh? Goofy
I'm on
missing.
What?
I heard Goofy Bone's missing.
Goofy Bone has been. All right, who's prematurely ejaculating over there? Could you simmer down? Goofy Bone is MIA, bro. I don't know what's going on in the last 4 or 5 days. I haven't noticed him around BTR, which is very, very suspect. And then. I don't know. I haven't even looked at his page, but someone told me that. Let me look up his.
Yeah, I haven't got a Facebook off him for a few days either, and that usually tells me he might have been a bad boy here. I know he's been pretty good.
Okay, here's what it says. It says Goofy Bone is in jail. Sorry, friends of the Rhinox Network, but last Saturday, Goofy Bone got arrested for fighting in the bar that he was in on Saturday night's main event. And so as for now, there's no show until we know something. Thank you for your support. Will Crawford. And that's by Will Crawford, his imaginary friend.
Hey, he's been doing a lot of fighting on the air. Listen to him. He's been really going at it there.
Uh-huh.
Motherfucking everybody, Raymond, you know.
Well, maybe shit's caught up to him, bro. Catches up, you know.
Yeah, man.
Catches up to all of us. Yeah, man. I don't know if you've heard, but I've been outed as a cyber criminal. That's sort of new. Something new that has probably
really?
Popped up. Yeah, yeah. I'll just leave it at that. But Google is your friend.
Did you watch that thing on the other night with Diane weird with that girl that was kidnapped for 18 years, kept in a shed right down by in San Francisco there.
That was not me. I did not do that. Don't try to pin that on me.
I was kind of wondering there, you know?
I have nothing to do with that. Are you kidding me?
Did you see that show, Vince?
I did not see that show, but I know the story you're talking about, though.
Right.
I remember that. I remember when that got uncovered. That was like a year or two ago that all broke. That whole story broke.
Wow. Unfucking believable, man.
And I think part of the reason why they helped find what helped them find it was fucking Google Maps, dude.
Google Maps? Well, them girls, those two college security guard ladies, you know, they were tracking all that shit with him, you know?
Yeah, that's gnarly, dude. So fucking gnarly, bro.
Hey, I put something in the chat room earlier. And
oh, what was that? What was that? I missed it. What was it?
Well, I put in there about the Bocce Bozzy Boys. Okay?
Bocce,
and
what the fuck?
Bocce Bozzy. Bachibazzi Boys. And what that's about is in Afghanistan, these fucking generals and shit of all the armies over there, they got boys like from the ages of 9 to 15 who they are having sex with and letting them perform dances and stuff for other generals, okay? But they all have one, and it's like their homosexual partner. And they show them off, like one tries to outdo the other one, like with a better-looking bocce boy. And it's a pretty cool story to read. It makes me sick, you know. I mean, I don't like to see shit like that. But, you know, it's just how fucked up these people are over there. I mean, they're over there fucking marching around with these generals of the fucking armies. They all got one, you know. It blew my fucking mind. So there's a documentary on it. So I put it in a chat room. It's a really good thing here, man. It's got some weird shit in it. Bocce Bozzy Boy.
Right on, man. I'll check it out, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, man. Hey, dude, it's really great to hear from you, Easy Rider, man. I'm sorry you caught me towards the end of the show.
Yeah,
as
my
I'm winding it down.
My buddy Pete's on there. Piss Pot. I ride with him. He's a good fucking dude, man. I told him to come to your show, and he did.
That's cool, man. That's awesome, dude. I'm really glad that he came by and that you he took you up on it, man. If anybody's not familiar with Easy Rider is without getting too far into it, he's just basically old school BTR to the bone, man. He's like, I remember him. I think he was a listener on one of my first broadcasts ever.
So you did, right?
Yeah, like seriously, from the beginning, this guy was like hanging out on my show when I had nobody. It was just me and him. That was it.
Me and you, man. That's right.
And yeah, dude, you're kind of like the patron saint of BTR here, man. I love it, and I can't believe that it's been, what, just two or three years now?
Yeah, probably going on three.
That's nuts, dude. And I'm going to keep doing this, man. What's that?
I said, you meet a lot of good people. You know, everybody's out here to have some fun. You know what I mean? But, you know, you shouldn't take the fun to where it's going to hurt somebody, though. You know what I mean? Like, everybody can have fun, but, man, let's not hurt nobody. You know, everybody got feelings and shit, you know? And, you know, I mean, you can take things to the extreme and have a great time, but, you know, I mean, some people, you know, everybody's different, man, you know? I don't like to do nothing that's going to hurt anybody, you know what I mean? Unless they do something to me, and that's a different fucking story. But, you know, I try to get along with everybody and, you know, try to treat everybody like I want treated.
I hear you, bro. Well, I appreciate the call, Easy Rider. Thanks for calling, man. I love hearing your voice, and it's kind of like just like your old uncle Easy Rider. And just when you think you haven't heard, you've heard the last of him, out of nowhere there he is, and he's just kind of like a good old friend of the show that it's always nice to hear. And I'm going to wrap this puppy up. Kishu, do you want to say anything before we go bye-bye? Kishu? Earth
to
Kishu.
Sorry, I was muted. Yeah. I love you, baby buns, and I love everybody else as well. Yeah, I'm a lover. And good times on the show tonight. Yeah. I missed it. I'm glad that I'm back to, you know, drive Bobo up the wall. And, thanks for having me, as always. Well, said Callie, you better watch out. I'm on to you,
oh,
baby.
Oh, good God.
Right on. All right, so Lulzek, anything you want to say before we close it out?
Save me from her.
I will protect you from her. Don't worry. I have ways to occupy her time.
Google hashtag anti-sec. Follow me on Twitter. I'm nearly at 1,000 followers. I'm not much other than that.
Nice. Good times. That's, again, Lulzek Cali, LulzsecCali. And I'm Vincent the Bay. That's the V, the I, the T, to the B. And you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VincentTheBay. And I'm actually getting close to 1,000 followers, too. So how do you do? Anyway, thanks, everybody, for coming through. I had a great time. Thank you, Janet Napolitano. Thank you, Lego. Thank you, Bobo. Who else? Buck Styles, thanks for coming through. Shouts out to Goofy Bone. I hope he's doing okay out there. If you're listening, Goofy, hang in there, bro. Thanks, Easy Rider, Frank Rizzo, and I believe Kishu, Lego, Old Rooter, Arbanos, Pisspot Pete, Almighty Sports Show, Beach Bum 55, of course. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Beach Bum 55, for listening. Appreciate your support as always. And I'm going to go to bed. I'm fucking tired. But before I leave, I will leave you with a little classic. This is for you, Kishu. Internet killed the video star. Good night.
you very nice.